In 1990, Earth First activists Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney were injured when a motion-triggered bomb blew up their car as they were driving in Oakland, California. Within minutes, FBI agents and Oakland police appeared on the scene and arrested Berry and Cherney for transporting explosives. But no one was ever charged in the bombing. Despite the long wait for a trial date for the civil rights action, Cherney thinks that now is a great time to sue the FBI.
Right now, the FBI is awash in scandal, from Waco to Ruby Ridge, from the Olympic Games in Atlanta to the civil rights movement in Mississippi, from mafia informants committing murders in Boston to FBI agents selling privileged information to the mob in Las Vegas. The FBI is completely in cahoots with criminal entities in this country.
Cherney criticizes the media for its one-sided coverage of FBI misconduct.
We're hoping the national media will finally pick up on attacks against progressive activists in this country. They've covered FBI attacks on white supremacists, FBI attacks on members of a religious sect. They've covered FBI attacks against, you know, sort of a security guard at the Atlanta Olympic Games. But when are they going to cover ongoing FBI oppression against progressive activists in this country?
As Cherney's legal team prepares for the trial in Oakland, the Senate Judiciary Committee is holding hearings on the FBI in Washington, D.C. David Carl, press secretary to Chairman Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, said the committee would be looking into structural problems within the agency.
The committee, in its hearings already, has looked at factors that have led to problems in the FBI in its handling of the Ruby Ridge case in particular and the Waco example. The committee in future hearings will be looking at abuses in some other aspects of the FBI's operations in recent years.
Will you be looking at some cases such as Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney or Jijaga Pratt?
The committee is looking at structural problems in the FBI and sometimes at examples that illustrate those problems, but this is not an investigative series of hearings about particular incidents.
Cherney is not surprised by the Senate's lack of enthusiasm for investigating the FBI's abuse of progressives.
The politicians conveniently leave out the attacks on progressive activists because we challenge the inequalities that don't just exist in this country but exist globally. So the Senate needs to hear from the public that there has to be a separate hearing, at least one, on attacks against progressive activists in the United States by the FBI.
Cherney himself plans to go to Capitol Hill next month to lobby the Senate for just such a hearing. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Kelia Ramirez in Oakland.